Abraham, the father of discipleship. Lesson 8.
But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy, because I am holy."
Have you ever wondered why the spiritual power that was so evident among the first followers of Jesus is so rare today?
Our Lord Jesus promised that his own would do even greater things than he did.
So we have a thought for you to consider. There's so little spiritual power manifested today because unconfessed sin is so widely tolerated among those who claim to be Christian.
Throughout the Bible, holiness and righteousness are the parameters for all who fellowship with our Father.
The imputed righteousness in Christ is for all who are born of the Spirit. That's our justification before our Father. But Scripture also makes clear the distinction between living righteously and unrighteously.
In order for our Father to answer our prayers and release His mighty power, we must live righteously in His Spirit.
It's a perversion of God's wonderful grace to believe that you can go on sinning and still be righteous in His sight.
He makes clear that if we cherish sin in our hearts, He won't listen to our prayers.
God calls us to repent and confess our sins so our fellowship with Him can be restored. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
What does living as a righteous person mean for you in your relationship with your Heavenly Father?
He will hear your prayers. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
The Lord is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayer of the righteous.
The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
The first followers of Jesus understood from God's word that they needed to maintain personal and communal righteousness in their lives.
The Father answered their prayers as they lived holy lives out of love for Jesus and for one another. And those answers got them noticed by unbelievers.
The biblical concept of turning away from sin and walking uprightly made perfect sense to them. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
During the revivals of past generations, the Spirit of God manifested Himself mightily because of widespread repentance. People collectively responded to the Spirit's conviction. Together in their hearts, they turned away from their sins. Then they gratefully received forgiveness and cleansing from the Father through the atoning blood of Jesus.
How desperately today we need the righteousness which repentance produces in order to live in spiritual power.
Discipleship without the power of the Holy Spirit is pointless. It becomes an academic exercise about a distant historical God.
Our Father is discredited when anyone teaches the Bible without the spiritual power a Spirit-filled discipler manifests.
Remember, our God loves to reveal Himself through answering the prayers of the righteous.
The Bible testifies that our Father does mighty acts in response to the prayers of those who love Him and live righteously in obedient trust.
But keep in mind that it's hypocrisy to teach about spiritual power if it isn't a reality in your life as a discipler.